Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 30 regarding Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Cruz, C-R-U-Z. Elaine Cruz is a 51-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3/17/21. Apparently she was loading the crimper machine for parts, and her finger got stuck in the machine that holds the parts. But this was above table height. Apparently her finger got caught, and she pulled it out. But as a result, she believes she injured her left ring finger, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, leading to what she understands to be final diagnosis of, quote, there is no more they can do for it, period, end quote. She did not undergo any surgery and has completed a course of active treatment in September 2021, period. New paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Cruz alleges her hand and finger got caught in a crimper machine on 3/17/21, resulting in injuries to the fingers and hand, left ring finger and hand. Pair of treatment records show she underwent left hand x-rays on 4/29/21. Period. She had mild soft tissue swelling of the proximal fourth finger and a tiny radio opacity superficially overlying the dorsal aspect as a small foreign body. Period. The radiologist was not sure whether this was superficially or within the skin. Period. On 5/11/21, she was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sarkos. Period. Time, she denied having any interim treatment, period. He performed an evaluation and diagnosed crushing injury of the left ring finger and hand, as well as left hand pain, period. His review of the x-rays was that they showed no acute osseous abnormalities, period. She had subjective complaints of diffuse left finger pain and diffuse tenderness on physical exam. Pretty then referred her for an MRI and cleared her for light duty. Period. New paragraph. MRI of the left hand was done on 5/17/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Sarkos reviewed these results with her on 5/24/21. Period. He wrote there was evidence of an MCP UCL strain for which they were going to continue with conservative management such as bracing. Period. She was going to follow up in 3 weeks with anticipation of initiating formal physical therapy. Period. She did continue to see Dr. Sarkos over the next few months, but she remained symptomatic, period. On 9/27/21, she underwent another MRI to be inserted here, period. The paragraph on 8/30/21, Dr. Sarkos performed a corticosteroid injection to the left ring finger, period. On 9/20/21, she reported 50% relief of her discomfort for only 1 day, period. They reviewed the latest MRI results on 9/28/21, period. He ascertained she was feeling better and had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. She was discharged from care to return to work full duty with no restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. She was tendered palpation on the volar proximal long finger on the left and the dorsal distal phalanx on the left. Period. There was none at the ring finger on the left or anywhere else on the right. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal macro spine, cervical normal macro. Left ring finger flexion was full but elicited tenderness. Paired impressions on 3/17/21, Elaine Cruz's left hand got caught in a crimper machine while at work. Paired on 4/29/21, she underwent x-rays. Paired she then was seen by Dr. Sarkos beginning 5/11/21. Paired he did not believe the x-rays identified any acute osseous pathology. Paired he initiated her in a course of conservative treatment. Paired on 5/17/21, she underwent an MRI to be inserted here. Paired he then continued her on modified activities and injections. Paired she then underwent another MRI on 9/27/21. Paired the last visit with Dr. Sarkos was on 9/28/21 when Ms. Cruz related she felt better. Paired she was cleared for full duty at maximum medical improvement. Paired new paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Cruz found her to have full range of motion of the left fingers and hand with no tenderness triggering or locking. Paired hand grasp was intact. Paired provocative maneuvers were negative for any instability or internal derangement. Paired new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand and second finger. Paired in this event, she sustained soft tissue injuries that have fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Paired Ms. Cruz is not taking any pain or anti-inflammatory medication for her hand. Paired